The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice. The medium that of practice, the vehicle which the practice unfolds, is our attention, our awareness. And it's possible to make a distinction between what we see and the seeing, what we hear and the hearing. It's possible to make same way a distinction between what we're attending to and our attention. So attention generally is attending to something, paying attention to something. Generally awareness is aware of something. But it's possible to distinguish between the awareness we have and what is that we're aware of. And the reason why this is useful for meditation is that often when we're attending to something, we bring our attention to something, we don't bring our full attention to it. And you can see that sometimes. Sometimes it's possible to kind of be focusing on the breathing, and really, mostly you're thinking about something. And it's kind of multitasking, you know, and you're not quite, you're not fully with the breath, because if you were, you wouldn't be thinking about anything else. So an example could be that I can touch this little wooden podium that I'm sitting on, and I can touch it lightly with my little finger, you know, just kind of, that's nice, you know. Or I can touch it fully with my whole hand, and really feel it fully, just really my whole hand can make contact with it. Or this striker that we have here, bell striker, I can pick it up quite successfully with, you know, just putting it between my little finger and my ring finger. And, you know, it holds, I'm holding it, it's great, right? But look at all this free fingers up here and free hands. I can do all kinds of things with the rest. I can pick up this clock, and I can probably kind of tuck it away and figure out some way to pick up this glass. I can do all kinds of wonderful things with this multi, you know, at the same time. If I just hold the striker, you know, lightly like this, you know, because there's important things to do, right? So you don't want to invest all your hand attention to the striker, right? Or I can hold the striker fully in my hand. Embrace it fully with all the fingers, really hold it there, and really that's what the hand is doing. It's really there in the holding of it. So what we're trying to do in meditation is to learn the art of, in a relaxed way, but to fully have the attention fully be with something. And one of the ways to learn how to do that is to pay a little bit of attention of when you're not doing it. So, and that'll happen often enough that you might find, for example, that your mind is kind of with the breathing or kind of with the focus, with the steps as you walk, walking meditation, but you're thinking about something else. And so you're kind of like, you know, doing two things at once. Or other ways in which you're maybe not quite there, you're kind of split, your attention is split, maybe you're trying to stay with the breath, but you're really worried about, you know, something, and so the part of your focus is on the worry. And it's okay to, you know, all these things are okay, but so when we bring attention to something like the breath, sometimes we're a little bit over-concerned with the object of attention. We think that's where it's all about. But half of meditation, at least, has to do with the fullness of attention, the quality of the awareness we bring. So if you can learn how your quality of the awareness is not full or complete, or how it's split or multitasking or scattered or very intermittent, you can kind of touch in briefly and then your mind goes away. Rather than being discouraged that happens, actually you're supposed to learn what that's like. Take your time with it. This is what it's like to not have my full attention present for something. I'm supposed to learn what this is like. And once you learn how to do well, know that well, you'll find that it's easier to understand what it's like to have full attention. And that's where the art of meditation really opens up. If you can have the full attention on whatever you're paying attention to, the full open hand touches the breathing, the full open hand of awareness. And to really, and you know that's happening because you're not really thinking about anything else. If you're thinking about something else, your attention is split. It's not fully there. But then how to do it so that, you know, some people say, when you hear, pay full attention to something, some people feel like they have to bear down or strain or try harder now. Like, boy, now I got to really try hard. And you know, in fact, but if you try too hard and you're straining, you're not fully there either. To be fully there is actually a very relaxed state. So how do you have this full awareness for something and keep it soft, relaxed, open, present? So that's kind of, so today as you're practicing, you might experiment a little bit and use this as a, either discover how you're not fully there and be content with that. Wow, look at that. This is how I do it. This is the tricks of my mind. Or see if you can see, experiment with what is it like to really have a fullness of attention to what you're paying attention to. A fullness of attention for each step as you walk in walking meditation. What is that like? And maybe you're not going to discover it today, but maybe you'll delight in the process of discovering it. Like, how's this done? What does this look like? A full awareness just on that step, as a step comes down, maybe. Or when you're meditating on the breathing, what's it like to have a full awareness just breathing? That's all the attention is really taking in. And again, you might not discover it, how to do it today, but maybe you'll discover the delight of exploring that. What is full awareness of this? So I hope you enjoy that. Thank you.